Track 6. Norwich-based author Emma Healy's gripping and insightful books achieve high sales and critical acclaim in equal measure, despite having troubling subjects at their core. We find out about her latest novel, Sweat, and why being honest with yourself is so important.
Pondering the portraits hanging in the art gallery where she was working, Emma Healy would ask her colleagues, "Would you prefer to be painted naked or photographed naked?" For Emma, the answer was clear: painted. "The audience sees an image that's been interpreted," she explains of her choice. "It's filtered by the artist, and that's how I see my life presented in my books. I've given people an impression of my life." Known for her powerful portrayal of dementia in her best-selling debut novel, Elizabeth is Missing, Emma has also tackled teenage depression and, most recently, domestic abuse and exercise obsession as subjects for her stories. Each time, she's infused the work with her lived experience or her desire to understand better what she's observed about people going through dark times. "I'm a bit of an oversharer," she says, "but they aren't memoirs." Indeed, her books are gripping, powerful, and insightful reads, which achieve high sales and critical acclaim in equal measure, despite having troubling subjects at their core. "I want to find out how I can lead the reader into those feelings and explore them myself," she says. "I use the structure of a detective novel, a mystery or a thriller. There's suspense and something to uncover. And I'm very keen on adding humour to all my books. It's often how I've coped with difficult things in my life, and it's linked to tension. The funniest things are often because the writer has made you feel really tense, and then there's a relief of laughing." By incorporating these elements in her writing, she's able to explore the challenging topics which form the core of her novels, and they're not only hugely popular in book group discussions, but also sources of information for medical practitioners. "There was a huge response to Elizabeth is Missing," she says. Inspired by Emma's grandmother, the book follows Maud, who thinks her friend Elizabeth has disappeared and turns detective in order to find her. "I so wanted to know what was going on in my grandmother's head. The process of writing was upsetting sometimes when I was putting it onto the page, but also distancing. It's like being able to let go in a way." A lot of people got in touch to say how accurate they found the story, or they wanted to share their personal experience with dementia. And the book is used in quite a few training courses now. GPs and occupational therapists recommend it to family members. Emma has been working full-time on her novels since the book was published in 2012. Time at the art gallery is long gone, as are the libraries, bookshops, offices and bookbinding studio that were all her previous employment. Her phenomenal success with Elizabeth is Missing has given her the great freedom to write, she says, but has also brought pressure in how she might match that achievement. "I really struggled with a second novel, not even knowing what to write. Everything seemed like the wrong idea for quite a while. I can't really expect to write another book that will sell a million copies. That's very unusual. But it left me with a lot of questions about who I am as a writer." The book won the Costa First Novel Award in 2014 and became a television drama starring Glenda Jackson in 2019. "I had to do a lot of promotion for the book too, speaking at events and festivals. I'm grateful to have had that experience, but I'm not a natural traveller. I get homesick at the end of the street." Home is Norwich. She came here from London in 2010 to study creative writing at the UEA when money left to her by her grandmother almost exactly covered the cost of the MA course. I felt like it was like a sign, Emma says. And like a lot of graduates, I never went home again. I find Norwich has the right level of peaceful and happening. It's great for bookshops and the art scene. And I met my husband here. They were both working at Waterstones in the city. He was a history graduate and had a particular disdain for creative writing students, she laughs. He was sick of people saying they were writing a novel, she says. He claims we met in the sci-fi and horror section, and when he found out I was on a creative writing programme, he nearly didn't ask me out. He wasn't sure he could face an ongoing novel. Now, that's his life. He acts as Emma's first reader for her work, which, by its nature, is revealing about her deepest thoughts and feelings. Her second book, Whistle in the Dark, used her own teenage depression to inform the story of a young woman's disappearance. And now, her most recent novel, Sweat, draws on Emma's experience of an eating disorder, a self-declared obsession with exercise, and witnessing a coercive relationship at close hand. Sweat, which has been shortlisted in the fiction category of 2025 East Anglian Book Awards and is out in paperback this month, is about Cassie, a personal trainer who, for 2 years, has been free of her controlling boyfriend. One day he turns up at the gym where she works. Shockingly, he has become blind. Cassie has to make a decision on whether or not to keep her identity secret from him in order to regain power and exact revenge. There are a lot of dark themes in what is a tense psychological thriller. It touches on voyeurism, stalking, manipulation, disordered eating, gaslighting, and more. As we follow Cassie's decisions, we learn of what she has been through in the relationship, including her obsessive calorie counting and exercising, inspired by Emma's own experience. It was after the traumatic birth of her daughter in 2017 that Emma says she sought to regain control of her body and undertook a damaging exercise and fasting regime. It is a behaviour that she still has to manage, she says. And writing the book made her realise some of her responses are not quite what might be perceived as normal. There is an incident in the novel where Cassie can't focus on a conversation with a friend because she's panicking about exceeding her calorie quota for the day. Emma says that she'd regarded it as a valid and relatable plot point. I think about food all the time, so I didn't think Cassie's reaction was unusual. But my husband commented on how sad it was. Emma's main motivation in writing this book was to interrogate power struggles, she says. I wanted to write about a power flip, someone having been in one position and then finding themselves on the other side. And what it's like to be looked at all the time and then to be able to look back without someone seeing you. I kept thinking about this for years, but wasn't able to work out what the setting should be. It was only when I started to think about the relationship between personal trainers and clients that I realised this was another level of that strange power dynamic. Bringing modern life into the realm of literary fiction is something that seems to fascinate Emma. Her next novel will be about parental competition, she says, and again led by personal experience. So how does she describe her writing? What subjects appeal to her as inspiration? My books are about people trying to survive what is more or less ordinary life, but with some extreme circumstances, she says. And I'm always interested in the aftermath. What happens to you in the period after the event that changes you? We're fortunate that Emma is extraordinarily self-aware, honest, and perceptive in interrogating life today, giving us such entertaining and thought-provoking books to read. I think being honest with yourself is probably the most important thing with writing, she says. Being honest with myself before anything else is my guiding light. Sweat by Emma Healy is out in paperback on January 29th.